The crisis in Burma is also being closely monitored by human rights activists in neighbouring Thailand, where thousands of Burmese refugees have fled to escape from the repression over recent years. Members of ethnic minority groups like the Shan and the Karen have suffered especially harsh persecution from the military, determined to stamp out calls for autonomy in the mountainous border regions.
I talked to Karen tribal people who live along the Thai border. They always have problems with Burmese soldiers.
Sister Chinapa Ruangkanjana is an Ursuline religious from Thailand. She told Susie Hodges about efforts in her own country to put pressure on the Burmese government to bring democracy to the impoverished Asian nation.
Thai people are not pleased about the situation. We would like Burma to be back to democracy. Since the crackdown in, 1988, and San Suu Kyi won the election, and many countries try to put influence to the Burmese government, which ruled by the military for a long time. We're not pleased, and we try to pressure them, the government, but maybe not strong enough.
But presumably most people were expecting the crackdown, so presumably even the Thai government is not surprised that eventually they took action against the Buddhist monks, because in the past, when there have been protests, they have suppressed them by force.
It seems that the Thai government don't want to pressure our neighbouring country.
There's a lot of trade between the two?
Yes, there are a lot of trade between the two countries.
And how many refugees are there from Burma in Thailand?
It used to be many camps in Thailand, but nowadays not many. But last few years, the Novacol company, there was a gas pipeline in Andaman Sea. There were many tribal people who live along the Burmese border, fled into Thai territory, and the Thai government helped them. Give them the place to stay and try to encourage them to go back. But they don't want to go.
What kind of stories do they bring? I mean, have they been attacked or persecuted because of their ethnic group or their religion? What stories are they bringing about their life in Burma?
I talked to Karen tribal people who live along the Thai border. They always have problems with Burmese soldiers.
What are they doing, these soldiers?
They burn the house, rape women, and chase them away from their house. Very brutal they did to the Karen people. So they came into Thailand. And also they face some problem about identity card because some don't have the document. But nowadays, they used to don't get the education for the children, but the government allow them to study and give them some freedom to work in some territory.
And you are helping these Burmese refugees?
When I work for Commission for Ethnic Groups, our commission try to help the people who don't have their identity card to get their document. So we have lawyers to help them. This commission is under the Bishops' Conference.
My thanks there to Sister Chinapa Ruangkanjana talking to Susie Hodges.